IOM Radio Network, the world's conscious broadcasting network. Live on iTunes and archived on iHeartRadio. The voice of consciousness. And now, join Shea Parker's Best of the Best, offering celebrity guests, lively discussions, hot topics, free psychic readings, and expert guest hosts. Simply the best in spiritual and metaphysical talk radio. Listen live on your phone or device using our universal mobile player. No app needed. Shea Parker's Best of the Best. Find out more at bestamericanpsychics.com.
For the fabulous Jill M. Jackson tonight on her show, Connect Soul to Soul. Jill is a very good friend and a colleague of mine and a fellow member of Best American Psychics. In fact, she is Psychic of the Year 2015 and 2016. So it is an honor to be stepping in for her this evening. She is out on a family emergency, and so what I ask everyone to do is just please send her and all of her family love, light, and healing energy. And Jill, this show's for you. I'm all choked up, sorry. So as we switch gears, I just happened to win the Metaphysical Universal Lottery tonight, and Jill asked me to interview John Holland. I can't even say the name. Welcome, John Holland. How are you?
I'm good, Allison. Thank you for having me.
Oh, no, let's thank Bill. but thank you. It's such an honor. Gosh, I just your voice is such an awesome presence. For anyone who doesn't know you, I can't imagine that. John Holland, I call him the king of the metaphysical world, the king of mediumship. I have, you know, been in his classes, and I've listen to all the shows, and I'm a complete and utter John Holland junkie. But if you go to his website, it's johnholland.com. What a URL. That's awesome. That's perfect. He is an international psychic medium, an author, a keynote speaker, and a most amazing spiritual teacher. John, thank you for coming on the show tonight.
You're welcome, Allison. I'm glad to be here and with your audience.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, you know, I don't think you need any other introduction other than you being John Holland. And I do have a kind of punch list of the usual questions to ask you about what you're doing and all the upcoming events. But I really thought that we could take some time tonight and just talk about, like, who you are. because I know I've been in some of your classes, and I've listened to your radio shows and all sorts of stuff, and I am a huge fan of your Oracle cards. I'd love to talk about those tonight, and also just like who are you behind all of this stuff? How do you have time to be a person? all that kind of fun stuff. So does that work for you?
That works for me.
Okay, great. All right, so let's get the kind of the polite stuff out of the way. I know that you have a lot of events coming up. How about we talk about those first so people can cruise to your website, and if we have any questions, they can ask them via Facebook, and we can get those answered.
Well, yes. Well, let's start with, I believe the two of us are doing that cruise next year, yes?
Well, yes. You're doing it, and I'm going on the cruise.
Oh. You're so crazy.
Yeah, no, I'm booked as a speaker, but it's so funny because I'm really, like, going because, I don't know, Jill and I just ended up saying, hey, let's try this, and we got on, and we saw that you were on there, and I'm like, oh, I hope I'm not going to book anything on John Holland days because I'm going to go to all his events.
Oh, thank you.
I'm so excited. Yeah, so tell us about this cruise. I've never been on one before.
Well, I've done many cruises. Like, yeah. I've done, this one is called the Intuition Cruise, and it's April 9th through the 15th in 2017, and it's to we're going to go to the Mexican Riviera. There's the pyramids, and there's lectures, and there's all kinds of speakers in the metaphysical field. I'll be joined by my colleagues Colette Baron-Reed, Lisa Williams, and there's a bunch of other speakers on there. And it's different. I've been on plenty of cruises, but there's a lot of speakers, so the people have a huge opportunity to listen to other speakers, and I'll be doing three lectures. One I'm doing for free to say hello to people, but it's about the soul, doing readings, and I love the name of it, the Intuition Cruise. So anything people want to know about it, it's April 9th through the 15th, called the Intuition Cruise. It's on my website, johnholland.com, and you know, I think that's perfect for people on the East Coast too. I'll be so looking forward to it after our winter. I mean, not that I want to talk about winter right now, but in New England, as you know, it can be quite a lot. But I've done many cruises, and there are a lot of people who are listening to Allison who say, "Well, I've never been on a cruise. I saw the, you know, I'm a little nervous." Put it this way: it's like a city on water, okay? And it's like it's not like the movies. It's very calm, and a lot of people may think, "Well, I don't want to go alone." Well, trust me, if you go alone, you will not be alone. Imagine that when you take a cruise, the water makes everything amplified, psychic anyways, and very spiritual. And if you do go alone, many people meet other people there, and sometimes lifetime friends. And sometimes I've heard some people met and got married. So, you know, on the cruises that I've done, but I love doing them. I love doing them. So, looking forward to that, like I said, the 9th through the 15th in 2017. But I'm looking forward to seeing my colleagues and going to these other lectures. And, you know, there's horseback riding, there's going to the Mayans with one of the elders, the pyramids, with the fire ceremony. I think it's going to be pretty cool. I've never been to this part of the world on a cruise, so I am so looking forward to it. So, you know, it'll be here before you know it. So I know if anyone's interested, go for it, because you won't be disappointed. If you're going to go on a cruise, you might as well come with us. That's what I say. Yes?
Oh, I love it. I love it. That's great. That's great. Yes, that's awesome.
Yeah,
because, you know, I've never been on a cruise, and, you know, Jill and I talked about maybe going on this one, and we ended up on there, and, you know, I'm kind of, like, worried I'm going to get seasick. Do you get seasick?
Never. And you know what? I mean, I don't get seasick, but I'm sure some people, you know, they may have a problem with it, but there's the things you can put behind your ears. There's bracelets. There's a doctor on board. You eat ginger. I've never seen, I'm sure people may get a little queasy, but there are so many people that I've never, in all the cruises that I've done, all of them, I've never even got, you know, nothing, absolutely nothing. So it is pretty cool. Like I said, this is not like you're on a little sailboat out in the water. This is huge. They're huge, huge pieces of machinery. It's like a city. And, you know, between the dancing, the casinos, the lectures that we're doing, the demonstrations that we're doing, a lot of people are doing private sessions. They'll be selling product, I believe, also. So it's, you know, come one, come all, and check it out. And I think the price is reasonable. And, you know, between the excursions, and I decided I'll probably, you know, get off the boat a few times, too, and do some, because when's the next time you're going to have an opportunity to go there? So, yeah.
Right, and the good thing is you can see, like, all three places. I think it's going to Cozumel, Costa Maya, and where's the other place in the Mayan Riviera?
Yes, yep.
Yeah, there's three places. I'll have to look it up. But I have never been there either, and I thought that was pretty cool, too. But how many cruises do you think you've been on? Like 50, 100?
Oh, no. I've been on about I've been to Alaska a few times, all over the Caribbean, the Panama. I don't know, 9, 10, 11? I lost track.
Wow.
I know, yeah. Some people do more of that. And you know what gets me too, Allison, is a lot of people think that cruises are for the older people, the older generation.
Yeah.
It's so not.
Yeah, that's true.
It is
especially
so not.
Especially the one to Alaska. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. And people think, too, that, well, I'm trapped on board. No, you're not. It's so big. The boat is so big. And, you know, it's absolutely wonderful. And I wouldn't keep going if I didn't like them. And, I find them magical. It really, really is. So it's not just coming to our workshops. You get to enjoy things for your body, mind, and spirit, you know, whether it's the spa, swimming. It's not just for the lectures. It's for you intellectually, for your body, for your mind, for your spirit. So, you know, I'm looking forward to it. I'm just glad, you know, Susan Shumsky, who's the event organizer, reached out to me. So looking forward to it, April 9th through the 15th of next year.
Wow, that's great. Yes, you put my mind at ease. And I actually just started packing the other day because it takes me so long to pack. So it's funny that we're talking about this evening. And another thing that's really interesting is you bring up a great point. Imagine, like, water amplifies everything, and you have some of the, like, highest spiritual energy out in the middle of the Mayan Riviera. So just for that experience alone, it's worth going. We look at some type of activation or attunement, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I love doing events. And, you know, I'm a Hay House author, so I love doing the I Can Do It conferences. And, you know, I'll be in Philadelphia coming up September 6th through the 18th, and then Omega with two colleagues, Colette Baron-Reed, who's also going to be on the cruise, and another colleague, Maureen Hancock. And that's Soul Connections, Exploring Spirit Guidance and Soul Strategy. And each one of us has it's a whole weekend out in the Rhinebeck, New York, out in the country with the three of us. And, you know, it's pretty cool. And, you know, I'm in Boston a lot, at New England, Power of the Soul Workshop with Lynn Robinson, and Celebrate Your Life in Arizona. So, and then the Natural Living Expo in New England. So I'm a little busy, but believe it or not, this is a slower year for me because I'm writing my fifth book. So after 5 years, my publisher said, so John, can we expect a book from you? And I didn't think I was going to write one, but it's time, Allison. It really, really is. I mean, it's been 5 years, and I don't write just to pump out books. I have to be inspired. I have to say so. I have to have something to say. And trust me, I'm more than halfway done with it. It'll be coming out probably end of next year or beginning of 2018. So I'm looking forward to it.
Wow, that's awesome. Well, we're going to have to go to break. I haven't really mastered this show yet. Here comes the music. But right after break, let's talk more about that. All right, folks, we'll be right back.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Have you wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free at AscendingHearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth Radio is conscious living for your soul. Every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Hi, this is Shea Parker, founder of BestAmericanPsychics.com. If you are a professional psychic or medium and are looking for a group of like-minded individuals that are truly supportive of one another, Best American Psychics is the place for you. Or if you're not a psychic but you're in need of guidance regarding love, money, career, and more, please visit our directory. Each psychic is double tested and approved for accuracy, professionalism, ethics, and more. BestAmericanPsychics.com, a new league of professional psychics.
So, I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org.
Hello, This is Allison Hayes, Rock Girl, standing in for the fabulous Jill M. Jackson tonight on her radio show, Connect Soul to Soul. And we have none other than John Holland with us this evening. And we were just chatting about his books. So, John, that is so I know I love your books. I've read every single one of them. So tell us more about this new book. What can you tell us?
Well, it's a book. I didn't want to write another book. I didn't want to write a book just for mediums or students. A lot of students will benefit from this book, but a lot of people that have lost someone, it talks about the levels on the spirit world, where people go. It talks about the different bodies that within our own bodies. It talks about bereavement. It talks about mediums, the different kinds of mediumship. So it's a full array. The first half of the book is a lot of information. The second half is how to tune up yourself. And I want people who have lost someone, how they can stay connected to their loved ones. They don't always have to go to a medium. We are the equipment. So their spirits on the other side, you know, discarnate, and we're incarnate. They're made up of the same stuff we are. So you can have connections. Most people forget, Allison, that a lot of people want to connect to spirits on the other side, but you are a spirit also. You just have a body that comes with your spirit. You know, so there's a lot to this book, and it's personal. There's some stories in there. I talk about the loss of my mom, you know, what happened on that day, and so it's pretty cool. And what I love about writing it is it's all this new material, and I'm like, okay, so obviously I have a lot to say because the book is flowing, and you know, I'm looking forward to, you know, I look forward to working on it still. And it's due up by the end of the year, and we're still working on the title, so I can't give it to you yet. But it's a book for students, but it's also really, really aimed for people that have lost someone.
Wow, that's amazing, because there are a lot of books for students, but there's not a lot of books out there for people who've lost someone, because there's so many questions out there. And I think it's amazing that it's written by, you know, as you would say, someone who's an equipment, but is an amazing, you're like the Ferrari of the equipment. So that is really awesome. And I know I've taken some of your classes. I went up to Maine and took one of your in-person classes, and I'm going to talk about what an amazing teacher you are in just a minute. But you are a teacher. I think, you know, some people are great mediums, some people are great piano players, some, you know, but I think if I had to kind of describe you, your total essence is a teacher. And so to have a book about personal experiences and speaking to people who've lost someone and also things that would benefit mediums, the fact that you're an innate teacher is even a bigger bonus, I believe. So.
Well, I love it. I mean, I never set out to be a teacher, but I mean, God, do I love it. And when I see a student come in who is just experimenting, they're not sure about mediumship, and when I see them, you know, get a link to the other side and give evidential messages, that means a lot to me. So, and I want to, you know, I'm not an old man, but you know, there are a lot of younger mediums coming up here. And I'm trying to, if you're going to do mediumship, then do it right, Allison, because there are a lot of people that I think that are hopping on the stage too fast. They'll take a workshop and then they'll pop up a website. Oh, I'm a medium. There's a lot of training that's involved, a lot of training. And, you know, I'm trying to help people. Don't go out there unless you're ready. Because say someone is not ready, they go on stage or they do a demonstration, and a mom who lost her daughter comes through. I mean, is hoping that her daughter will come through. She's a bereaved parent, and then the medium gets up there and doesn't have a good night, really off. And that mother, who might have been their first time seeing a medium, they may think that we're all like that and never seek out another medium for help.
Yeah, I know. I'm sitting here saying amen, 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 because you're absolutely, you couldn't have stated it more eloquently. I mean, how long have you been doing this?
Let's see. Professionally, it all started after this. I mean, I've been like this my whole life, but I didn't start really getting into it, really, really, until I was 32. So we're talking over two decades, 21, 22 years now. And then I signed on with Hay House when I was 38th or 48th or 91th. Yeah, so I've been with Hay House for about 14, 15. So I've been touring on the road for about 14 years.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's, you know, it can get to you, but I love doing it. I really, really do. When spirit's coming through me, not from me, through me, because I'm the one, I'm just relaying what I'm hearing or seeing or feeling, but I will, I get a spirit lifts me. And then anyone ever comes to see me, you'll see this on the cruise too. It lifts, I get this energy. And then as after like the 2 hours goes by, then of course spirit withdraws and then I'm back. And, you know, so that's why I have to, you know, try to get as much rest as I can.
Yeah, well, Ken, I mean, there's so many questions I want to ask you. Okay, I have to take a deep breath here and try and put them in an orderly fashion. Okay, so can you describe what that means to lift, spirit lifts you? Can you describe that to us?
Sure, good question. I call it the quickening. In Born Knowing, my first book, I call it the Born Knowing is how I got started, you know, being a kid from Boston and how I was like this and, you know, being the different one in the family like many of your listeners. When I say lift me, it's almost like if I'm having not such a great day, I have to put everything aside, and then there's an energy that overtakes us, takes mediums, and it just lifts us. Not a levitation, but there's almost like a high, and I call it the quickening. Everything, mm-hmm. everything, all my energy centers will vibrate. You know, you don't see it, but it's almost like it's like the biggest joy. Say something happened to someone in their life, and they're so high from that joy. That's exactly what it feels like, and I'll say to people on stage, too, thank you for letting me do this for you before I begin, because it gets me out of my own life just for a little while, because I have to put John, the person, aside and just be of service to spirit and serve those on the other side and to help the people here. So when I say it lifts me, you physically can see it. It's everything speeds up a little with me.
I know. And I've seen you. I saw you at the Radio City Music Hall in New York City in 2011. And obviously, I went to your class in Maine in 2012, and I've watched a lot of the stuff on Facebook, and you know, I see it, but I can't describe it, and I don't think that happens for every medium. I watch them all the time because I want to learn, but the way that you describe it and how I see you do it is this something you feel that's unique to you?
Yeah. And well, it's every medium is different. I know some British mediums that they're the most calmest things on stage. Like my colleague Tony Stockwell, he's been doing it much longer than me. But there's a calmness now. His high, when he comes in, you really feel spirit. He embodies spirit. He's a brilliant clairsentient. He stands in one spot for the whole night and just does it. And he literally he can feel it. He can feel spirit, so he's an amazing clairsentient, which means to feel. And I will hear and see how, my information. Every medium is different, and I'm a lot calmer now on stage than I used to be. I used to pace a lot, and like, but you don't have to pace. And how that happened was a few years ago, I broke my foot, and I was in a cast, but it didn't stop me from getting on stage. Well, I had to sit down and do it on a stool and not move. So. It goes to show you. I was like, well, why am I wasting my physical energy, the vessel, pacing when you can just stand there instead of pacing, let the energy infuse you in the one spot. So every medium is different. And, you know, I hope to make it, if someone doesn't get a message, that's why I always give a little lecture of how they're connected to us, the signs that they send us, how you can be connected. Because if there's an audience of 100 or 1,000, not everyone's going to get a message. So I want someone to go home with at least a little education. And if one person gets a message, hopefully the people who didn't, well, if the person who got a message, their people are fine, then I want people who walk out who didn't get a message to know that their people are also okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And also you educate people. That's why I can watch you forever. Like, first of all, you're very, very funny and entertaining, and I love your energy. And it's always an education. It's always. Every radio show I listen to of yours, at any time I've seen you live, obviously your classes are completely not only entertaining but educational. But everybody, you're absolutely right. Like, there's information that they can apply to their lives. And not only do you tell them that, you explain how to use it, which I think is so amazing about you.
Right, yeah, and that's my course that I teach, Awakening Your Psychic Strengths. And the people who walk in who say, oh, I'm not psychic at all. We're all psychic. We're all born this way. It's a soul sense. We're all born this way. So I just teach them how to activate and just how to do it, a reading for themselves. And I get a real good kick out of a real big kick when I see someone like who comes in and says, oh, I don't have a psychic bone in my body. When they walk out with information or when they're with someone and they're getting information to help another client, I mean, a person in front of them, another student, I think it's amazing. And usually when the people who come in who have no expectations are the ones who do the best.
Yes, yes, yes. I can totally understand that. Yeah. Now, we're going to have to go to break. And whenever this music comes up, we have to wrap it up, go to break, and come back. But I wanted to ask you if you can explain to some of the new listeners the difference between psychic and mediumship.
Sure.
That kind of thing, yeah.
Sure. Every medium is psychic because you need your psychic faculties to do this. But not every psychic is a medium. So every medium is psychic. Not every psychic is a medium. And that's fine. I used to do psychic work. And then after 2 years of doing readings using cards, I must have opened my – I guess the ability was there, but it took 2 years to open up or have my aura expand. And those on the other side, they lower their energy and I raise mine. I finally must have met them in the middle. And that's how it started happening. And that's when I went to England. And a psychic picks up the energy around you, your aura, everything that you are, that you've been through, where you're headed. But a medium doesn't link with you. They're getting messages from the other side. So psychics perceive, mediums receive.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. Oh, I have to write that down.
Sure. Psychics perceive, mediums receive.
Yes, that is amazing. That's amazing. See, I knew I should have brought more paper with me for this interview. Well, it's 8:30. The music's going to start coming up any minute now. When we come back, I want to pick your brain some more. But you can find John Holland at johnholland.com. Folks, don't go away. We will be right back.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Spiritual. Metaphysical. Green living. Psychic. Alternative healing. Life coaching. Do any of these or similar terms apply to your business or cause? If so, you are in a niche market with a very specific audience. Conscious Gate PR is the world's leading conscious public relations agency. With a global reach of over 4 million and growing, we offer comprehensive media campaigns to our targeted market. Learn more at ConsciousGatePR.com. Conscious marketing for conscious minds.
This is Terry Van Horn, and I want to invite you to join me for my weekly radio show, Healing Light, on Om Times Radio every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Healing Light, we want to bring love, light, and blessings into your world. You can find out more about us at www.healinglightonline.com. Blessings.
Hi, this is Vicki Snyder, the Everyday Mystic Angel. What's that, you ask? Well, it's an angel with a down-to-earth edge. And you can catch me live every fourth Tuesday from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Best of the Best. Learn more about me and my services at www.vickisnyder.com. That's V-I-C-K-I-S-N-Y-D-E-R.
Every 2 minutes, an American is sexually assaulted. The majority of victims know their attacker. It could be your friend, your neighbor, or someone you met at a party. If you said no, it's rape, and it's a crime. This is Christina Ricci with RAIN. Call the National Sexual Assault Hotline today at 1-800-656-HOPE or visit RAIN.org. That's RAINN.ORG.
Brought to you by RAIN and this station.
Thank you.
Hello, everybody. This is the Rock Girl standing in for Jill M. Jackson tonight on her radio show, Connect Soul to Soul. And we are talking with the one, the only, John Holland. So, John, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me again.
Oh, thank you. This hour is going fast. I have so many questions. Let's see if we can get through this. All right. So we've talked about your events, well, some of your events, your book, which I cannot wait to devour, and also, you know, how you use the quickening to kind of lift you and connect to the other side and deliver messages, and also the fabulous analogy of psychics perceive and mediums receive, which is really such a great way of explaining it. So thank you.
Well, it is. That's how it is, you know. And like I said, you have to raise your consciousness to meet them halfway. And there's a lot of, it took a lot of work. I mean, a lot of study. I didn't just take a class, one class. I went to England. I went to the spiritualist churches, and I would see how other mediums work. I sat in a development circle for over 2 years every Tuesday, and if you were late, they'd lock the door. So, I mean, they figured, you know, they would. And I sat with other mediums to learn how to feel what it was like when spirit draws close, to get the impressions. And, you know, it was every Tuesday night. And if they figure spirit is making the time to be with us, you make the effort to be with them. And a lot of people, they have to realize, too, that when you become a medium, it's a life of service. It is a life of service. It's not about you. It's a life of service where you are helping other people. You're working for those on the other side, and you're helping the people here, and I'm just the bridge.
yes, absolutely. And, you know, it's really interesting. How long would you say that you studied before you actually became a practicing medium? Like, you know, I completely understand what you're saying, and just because you get one or two messages, you don't start a website. So how long did you study, and how long would you advise, if someone's just getting messages and starting out, could you give them a kind of a structural protocol to kind of follow?
Well, first, I'm a big advocate of the mechanics of how it works. So you have to, one is meditation, understanding the aura, and understanding that your energy centers, because that is the reception area of how spirit works through you. That's what I said. Every medium is psychic. So start off psychically. Understand how your physical vessel works first, because you are the equipment. Learn how to turn it on and turn it off, because there are too many people that say, I'm seeing spirits at night, they won't go away, I'm very sensitive. And these are the same people that will come into a class and they're like, I'm so sensitive. I'm like, well, that's the price of sensitivity is sensitivity. You are actually making yourself more sensitive. So the price of sensitivity is sensitivity. And there are three kinds of psychics. Okay. And I always tell the class this. There's one who's influenced by the atmosphere around them and in their environment. They may be agitated. Sometimes they get depressed. They don't know why. They pick up things and they don't understand. So they're unknowing. The second kind of psychic is someone who they know somewhat about psychic ability, but they still don't know how to control it. The third is the master. They understand how the psychic faculty works, how mediumship happens. So they are the master of their mediumship. It is not the master of them. Because when people say, I can't shut it off, then you're untrained. I'm sorry. If you're saying you're walking into a place and you're getting spirits in a restaurant, you are untrained. And don't even get me started about walking up to somebody that you don't know in a supermarket and giving a message. It's happening it's happening too much on television. So they students think that's what you're supposed to do, and it's not. It really, really isn't. You can't walk up to somebody and scare the shit out of them. And, you know, did I just say that out loud?
Yes.
I did.
God,
I'm sorry, everybody.
Okay. I think we can do that here. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, they'll bleep it out. It's, you know, forgive me, everyone. But, you know, and you don't know what people's fates are. You know, and I tell the students that there's ethics in doing this work also. And you have to learn how to give a message. You know, if you're getting something that's medically on somebody, you know, there's a way to say it to someone, because you are not a doctor. Unless you are a doctor and you're doing this work, you know, like Dr. Mona Lisa Schultz, and there's other doctors. But it's, you know, so start off psychically. Know how your equipment works, and use that. Use your psychic first. Train that. Are you clairsentient? clairaudient, clairvoyant? Are you clairsentient, where you can walk into a room and you like the feel of the furniture, or you say, I like the feel of this place, or I don't like the feel of this place, or I like the feel of that picture on the wall or where it is, or I don't like this. So you're a feeler. And people who are feelers, who are clairsentients, they get, you have to be careful because you can pick up other people's emotion. You could be having a great day and all of a sudden you're at work and you're sitting beside someone who's having a bad day. You start feeling the vibe of what they're going through and you think it's you. And you have to ask yourself, are these my feelings? Are these my feelings? So clairsentient, and that's through the gut, that's the solar plexus. And there's clairaudience, people who hear music in their head out of the blue, people who know when people are lying, clairaudient, people who think in, hear words, clairaudience. So that's another way. It's a little hard, though, to discern, because sometimes you have to say, Allison, people get confused. Are these my thoughts, or is it something else? And when I was studying in England, and you asked how long I studied, I started after my automobile accident. I was already psychic, but I pushed it away as a kid. It came back. And what happened was, I think I had like a Kundalini awakening where all my energy centers opened. I was vibrating. And, I had to say, what's happening to me? So I studied all these psychic books. And then I went to see some, I studied psychic ability heavily, heavily. Every teacher I could get a hold of, every radio show, I was just taking in all the information. That's when that happened. And so I don't know. Between reading those books, doing readings, that's 2 years right there. Went over to England for three. So 5 years, really, before I really even started. And I never quit my day job for nine years. Right, I would work all day, 9 to 5, and then do readings at night. And I couldn't do it anymore. It was draining me. But so I had to leave the day job. And thank God, I never looked back. And there's one more, too. There's clairvoyance, to see. Some people can go into a room, Allison, and say, I like the look of that there. I like the look. Or I don't like what I'm seeing. See, notice the key words. People who are clairvoyant, they dream a lot. They think in pictures. A lot of artists are clairvoyant. So know what strength you have and then work on it. And a lot of people who are clairsentient say to me, but I want to be a clairvoyant. Go with what your strength is. All three kick in anyways. And here's a big clue also. A lot of people come to me and they say, I want to see into the other world. And I say to them, look around your own world first. Okay? Physical world can be, world can be an amazing teaching tool, because technology has taken us backwards. They're pulling us away from our soul. We're so busy looking at our phones, we're not looking at people's faces, we're not noticing the sky. We're not looking at the beautiful grass. Look around you first, everybody, because your outside world can be a wonderful teacher for your inside world. And I also say, too, record your dreams. Start using a journal, and people might say, well, I never dream. Once you start recording your dreams or writing down, I want to remember my dreams in a journal, that's another great resource. It'll help you with your symbols when it comes to clairvoyance. So the training, it can be intense, but get the training. And get the philosophy of what this is, too. Too many people, I studied with spiritualists and spiritualism over in England, and I'm not trying to convert anyone. Spiritualism is just a faith that practices the continuity of life. And look at spiritualism. Look at the philosophy of these old mediums and the spirit and guides. And because people, they're pulling away. A lot of people want to become mediums to be famous or to be on stage. That's not what it's about. This is God's work. You are a vessel for spirit, and too many people are forgetting that. And that's why people can still walk up to me. It takes an ego to get on stage. I understand that, but I'm still approachable. I'm still the same person because it's not about me. I'm just a good vessel. I'm a good radio, I love my work, and I really, really do, and I love teaching. If I go into teaching full-time, that's great. If I can help a medium be the best that they can be, where someone in the audience gets an evidential message and they leave with their shaking their head and feeling like there was a little healing, maybe a little closure, I feel like myself and that student who learned, or the students that are learning from me, I feel like they've done their job.
Yes, absolutely. And, it's interesting because there are a lot of teachers that teach mediumship out there, but you're also a spiritual teacher. And I think that is such a bonus because, you know, when I attended your class, I think it was like 4 or 5 days. It was like a long weekend. And we studied the chakras and talked all about that before we got even into mediumship. And I remember it like yesterday. And the information that you provided us with really helped prepare us to receive the messages. But can you talk more about the spiritual side of what you teach?
Well, the spiritual side too. You can't. I don't believe someone can become spiritual. You're already a spirit. When you take a workshop, it's not. You can't be. Someone's like, I want to be more spiritual. Spirituality is about how you treat yourself, how you treat others, how you treat the earth. That's spirituality. But the spiritual side is knowing that you are a spirit, that you are a soul that comes with a body, not a body that comes with a soul. You are a soul first before you incarnated into a body. So that you are a soul first, and you will be a soul long after you leave this body. So I try to bring in the spiritual aspects of when I teach. And, you know, with spiritualism, they have the you know, some of the spiritual laws, like, the angel, about angels and the ministry of angels. They talk about, be kind to your brother, and, you know, it's what you sow, you reap. You know, so there is, to be spiritual is how you treat yourself, how you treat others, how you treat the earth, animals. And I think to be spiritual, too, if some people, if someone's spiritual, and spiritual means, someone's like, well, what does that really mean? It means you're honoring more than your physical body. You're honoring the spirit inside you, and you're honoring the spirit inside somebody else. And I think if you can't force this subject of psychic ability, mediumship, spirituality on anybody, it is your path. But if someone sees you you're more calmer, you're getting more answers on things, you just seem to go with the flow, someone may say, what are you doing that's different? Then I think that's great because you're being an example for somebody else. Don't you agree?
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm going to have you on my show because I have so many more questions, and I just love listening to you. You're a wealth of wisdom. We're going to go to break now. When we get to, come back, we'll be talking more to the one, the only, John Holland.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
There is no death, only a change of worlds. Chief Seattle. Deborah Livingston is an award-winning intuitive psychic medium whose international services include mediumship, spiritual assessment, animal communication, and spiritual mentoring. She is a published author and a trained shaman. Deborah provides evidential messages from spirit and departed loved ones. Learn more at devlivmedium.com. That's devlivmedium.com.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
everybody. This is the Rock Girl standing in for Jill M. Jackson tonight on her radio show, Connect Soul to Soul. And we have an amazing guest, the one, the only, John Holland. John, thank you for sitting through commercial break and joining us in this last segment of the show.
It's fine.
We have 10 minutes left, and I'm so excited. And, you know, I could just sit here and listen to you all day. I am like the ever, you know, kind of the ongoing metaphysical student, ever the student. And I love to learn, and I love to be around masters. And, you know, I had an amazing stone teacher. He passed away in 2011, and I have an amazing Reiki teacher over in England, actually. And I have to say, like, I've never told you because I've never told you, but you are like my top, you know, psychic mediumship teacher. I cannot say enough about what you offer in class and just through your essence. Everything about you is so buttoned up and so top drawer, and I love wisdom, and I love, you know, scholarship, and it's just, you know, I don't know. Do you realize that you kind of bring this all to the table when you're talking?
Well, recently I was talking to a gentleman who was he has a PhD he's a psychologist, a scientist, and, you know, they're putting together an organization for the afterlife, how people, all the different ways you can connect to the other side, not just with mediums, but the science. He's bringing in the scientific research that's being done. And they got a hold of me. They want me to be part of their board. And, you know, so we had a nice talk, and he said, you know, John, we need more pioneers in the business, in this field like you. And it kind of took me back for a minute. I'm like, wait a minute, I'm considered a pioneer in this work. And I'm, so that's what makes me so, that's why I'm so modest, because I forget that, you know, I've been doing this and I have the books, and a lot of students have come to me and listened to me, and that, you know, I studied over at the Arthur Finley College. I took some time over there when I was in England. You know, it's an amazing college over there of mediumship and psychic sciences. And I wrote about the Arthur Finley College in my first book, Born Knowing, and that chapter is called Spirit Boot Camp. So many people have gone over there because of reading that book, and because I went there and I talk about it. So, you know, eventually I'll probably go over there and teach myself if they'll have me. But when he said to me, John, we need more pioneers in this field like you, and I was flattered, but I was a little taken back, and I'm like, so you consider me a pioneer, I asked him, and he said, are you kidding me? And I was like, oh my God. I'm like, okay, all right, because, you know, I'm just blessed. I mean, you know, I started working just when John Edward came out. James was around, James von Prague. There wasn't a lot of us. George Anderson was there. So I was right in there just when, when they started getting bigger too. And, you know, took a lot of work. But I don't regret it, Allison, because, you know, between – and I never set out to be known. Some people still don't know who I am. They're like – even in my own state, they're like, we never heard of you. Unless you follow mediums, you wouldn't hear of me because, you know, I've been on television, A&E, the History Channel, Chronicle Television in New Hampshire, Boston Television. But, I don't, you know, I haven't been on another thing also on the Biography Channel. But because I'm not on television with the regular series, a lot of people don't know who I am, but a lot of people do know who I am. When I never set out to do this work, and to be known with the, you know, with the books, the radio show, the tours, it just, you see, there goes to show you spirit. If spirit wants you to do this work, Allison, spirit will direct you. It really, really will. And I really feel that a lot of our intuitive lights, people around the world, people are becoming more aware. They're just waking up. Their spirit is waking up, and they're like, oh, my God, what's happening to me? They become more intuitive, and I think they think that they naturally have to become a psychic or a medium. That's not necessarily the case. You're awakening because that's how the planet's happening. That's the universe. It's your soul. It's time. When your spiritual light is being turned on, it's for you. It's for you to help you in your life, to help your soul be here in this world to help others. It doesn't necessarily mean to be a professional psychic or medium. Maybe it does for some, but some, you know, maybe it doesn't. Maybe it means you're going to work it work the ability for yourself to help others, maybe counseling, healing, who knows? You know, so you know, it's fascinating. And every time I step off stage, I'm very, very thankful. And you know, another medium I heard recently, and it's a good thing to do. When she gets off stage, she's an older medium now from England. When she, Mavis Patilla, when she gets off the stage, she says, she sits quietly and says to Spirit, "How could I have better served you tonight?" And I was like, wow. Okay,
yeah,
you know?
Wow, yeah. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. But you have to let go of the judgment too, though, because, you know, a lot of judgment almost stopped me from this work. My own judgment, that own inner critic, you know, who do you think you are? You have to be good as. You know, you won't do it right. And that's your own self-talk. And you could read all the cards you want, all the Oracle cards you want, take all the CDs you want, take all the classes you want, listen, go to all the workshops. But if you have that underlying self-talk saying to you, you know, that's judging, you're judging yourself, or I call it psychological slavery, you have to work on that first. Because it doesn't matter how many affirmations or cards you buy. If that underlying, it's like when you're watching television, you see that ticker tape where the news is going underneath, you know,
right,
on the ticker tape. You know what I mean? That's the self-talk. You have to work on that, too, and letting go of the judgment of yourself. And, you know, and once you do that, you know, if you do the work, I was in Scotland once with a mentor, Gordon Smith, who's a brilliant medium, brilliant. And I was watching him do a lecture at a church, and I was just going, he invited me over, I got to study with him, and, you know, he took me under his wing for 2 weeks, and he called me up on stage in the middle of the class, and I was like, oh, no, I'm only here as a student, no, and he pushed me. See, you never know when Spirit's going to throw you on stage,
right.
He did, and he pulled me, I was so nervous, he pulled me aside. And I said, I can't do this. I'm not trained enough. He said, John, you're not here to judge. No one's here to judge you. You're not here to judge you. No one's here to judge you or you judge yourself. You're here to work for Spirit. Now go out there and do your job. And I was like, wow, okay.
Whoa.
And I did.
And
I came to this elderly woman. She had to be in her early 80s. And her mother came through. And I'm like, oh, great. I'm going to an older woman and her mother's coming through. Well, it's obvious when someone who's in their 80s has a mother who's passed. But the fascinating thing is you got to trust what you get, because when I said to this woman, I said, I have your mother coming through. Do you understand that? Yes. And she gave me some evidence, and she said to me, her mother said, talk about how I trained her on horse. I said, your mother's telling me that she's the one that trained you how to ride horses. And she's like, oh, my God, absolutely. Yes, she did, dear. And then more information came, and I said, wait a minute. Your mother just told me she just died. And I'm like, that can't be true, right? And she says, yes, it is, dear. She was 103. And I went, wow. See?
Wow.
So just because, yes, her mother lived, absolutely. So if an 80-year-old can have a mother who's 103, if the mother had her at 23 years old. So see how I doubted it? And the mother said, I just passed, you know, a few months early. And I'm like, wait a minute, this can't be right. And then in her Scottish accent, she's like, that's right there. She just passed. And I was like, oh, my God. See? So, So when he pushed me on stage, I kind of let go. And they teach you also in England, if you're doing the work, while you're up on stage, if you've done your work, you've gotten the education, you've put in your time, then you stand in that ring of power. That's your time. That's not, no one can touch you. That is your ring. You've earned it, and it's yours. So I can never put down the training that I got in England. Unbelievable, the training that I got there. And I was quite blessed. I just went over there, and people started taking me under their wing. They saw something more than what I ever saw in myself.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that is amazing. Now, we're going to coming to the top of the hour. We have about 3 minutes left. And I could listen to you for, like, the next year and learn something every second.
Oh, we'll talk on the cruise. We'll talk on the cruise.
I hope so. I know how busy you'll be. But you're just, you know, you're brilliant. You're an amazing, talented medium and all of the above. But you're just chock full of wisdom. And I would consider you one of the greatest spiritual teachers out there, really, because because you are, but all of what you shared with us, you know, can people start learning with you? I'm on your workshop. I'm going to johnholland.com, everyone, and please come with us. I see your events. We talked about those, but with the workshops, it's learn to awaken psychic strengths, learn to connect the spirit world, power of the soul, advanced mediumship. How can
right.
Somebody
I usually offer them every year. I offer them every year, sometimes with teachers. Sometimes by myself, I'll do beginning classes. I'll do advanced. Now, the one you did in Maine, I'm doing next year, and this is like for master advanced, where I'm going to push people. But anything they want to know, go to johnholland.com. Get on my newsletter, because that's where you're going to find out things first for the people who are on the newsletter, and or find me on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes, and I know you have several Facebook pages, and so they can just kind of plug in Psychic Medium John Holland, and then you have John Holland, and then you have the radio shows, and there's such a wealth of information here. And like you said, not everybody wants to. A lot of people are awakening. Maybe they don't want to do psychic message or mediumship, but there's so much here to learn, and clearly you cover a lot of it, and I'd love to let people know how they can get in touch and just follow you. So the newsletter, that's on the website. I know you do a lot of radio, and that's a great place to start, and I would love to stay connected with you and continue this conversation on air in the future, because, again, this is
absolutely
really so
and, you know, thank you for your work, too, Allison.
Oh, you're welcome. It's just me and the rocks, but thank you. I appreciate that. I really do. You are definitely a pioneer, a brilliant man, and an amazing soul. And I really, really can't thank you enough for talking to me and everyone else tonight. And it was such an honor, an unexpected honor, to have you on the show.
Thank you.
All right, John, thank you. All right, folks, over and out.
Thank you for joining us for Shea Parker's Best of the Best. Be sure to tune in next week for more lively discussion topics. Have a great week, and don't forget to check out bestamericanpsychics.com.
In case you need some professional, ethical, and accurate psychic advice from the nation's best psychics.